I'm going to ask you to do a puzzle with me, one that you may never have done before. As you're listening to this Devar Torah online, please also look below in the written sermon at the large print Hebrew words of Genesis 18:9. I promise you that this is a puzzle everyone can do successfully. Look at the second Hebrew word, the bolded one, which is pronounced elav. What do you see? Over three of the four letters of that word, you'll notice little black diamonds. The Hebrew word elav means to him. Our Torah portion, Vayera, opens with Abraham sitting at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. Three wayfarers appear to him, and he practices his legendary hospitality by lavishing attention and care upon them. Verse 9 introduces the three wayfarers' revelation to Abraham that they are God's messengers. They are there to let him know that his wife Sarah shall finally conceive and bear a son. The verse tells us in English, they said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" He replied, "There, in the tent." An ancient Jewish tradition holds that those three diamonds go over the Hebrew letters Aleph, Yud, and Vav. Taken from that one Hebrew word, elav, they said to him, these three letters form an entirely new Hebrew word, which can be vocalized as ayo, where is he? The tradition teaches us that at the same time that the messengers were asking Abraham where Sarah was, they were also asking Sarah where Abraham was, as a courtesy to her, even though they knew perfectly well that Abraham was right in front of them. This teaches the reader that a good guest always inquires about the welfare of all of one's hosts, not merely one of them. I want to take this puzzle of the hidden word, ayo, where is he, in a completely different direction with you, but I'll need your help in looking at some more of the puzzle pieces. Trust me, this will be fun. We need to go back to the story of the Garden of Eden, which precedes these narratives about Abraham. Adam and Eve violate God's prohibition against eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They try to hide from God when God calls to them and asks Adam an indicting rhetorical question, Ayeka, which in Hebrew means, where are you? One story later, Adam and Eve's son, Cain, commits the world's first act of fratricide by murdering his brother Abel. Again, God indicts Cain with the famous rhetorical question, E hevel achicha, where is Abel your brother? With the Hebrew word E meaning, where is? If we fast forward in time, we come to the story of Moses. After killing an Egyptian taskmaster who was beating a Hebrew slave, Moses, the prince of Egypt, becomes a fugitive, running from Pharaoh. He comes to the land of Midian, where he defends a group of shepherd girls who are being harassed by some local thugs. The girls leave Moses behind and run home to tell their father what happened. Seeing that Moses, the kind and courageous stranger, is not with them, the girl's father asks them, V'ayo, so where is he? Why did you leave the man? Ask him in to break bread with us. Look at these Hebrew words. Ayeka, E, Ayo. Ay, 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 ay. What an interesting and puzzling mess of a Hebrew wordplay we seem to find ourselves in. All these phrases and rhetorical questions share the same Hebrew root word, ayeh, where, or where is. This leads us to wonder what might be the connection between the different uses of this word and what can that connection teach us. In each of the four examples that I mentioned, someone is telling someone else to take responsibility for himself or for another person. God, the all-knowing one, doesn't need to ask Adam and Eve where they are physically. Yet after their act of rebellion, God forces them to look critically at their behavior with a rhetorical reminder. Where are the two of you as human beings? God doesn't need to ask Cain about Abel's whereabouts, but Cain is called to account for his murderous behavior with God's question, "Where is your brother?" The mysterious visitors to Abraham's tent know perfectly well where he is, yet the rabbinic interpreters of the Torah imagine them asking Sarah where Abraham is nonetheless, as a reminder to her and all of us. You may know where your loved ones are physically, but do you know where they are in their lives? Are you really paying attention to them? Finally, the shepherd girl's father is not merely asking his daughters for the whereabouts of Moses, the stranger who saved them. He is saying to them, "This man who helped you is a homeless stranger. Who else but us is responsible for him? Go fetch him now." The Hasidic master, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, teaches that since the day our ancestors ate from the tree of knowledge and pushed us into the world of adult freedom, God's question to them, "Ayeka, where are you?" is our question. It challenges us daily to account for who we are, how we're behaving, and what we're becoming. In different forms of the question, Ayeka has echoed down through the ages of human history, that complex mix of cruelty and compassion. Ayeka echoes through our lives as well, goading us to take stock of how we are treating each other and the planet. Right now, it is haranguing us American citizens, demanding that we discern who we really are as a nation, what values we really stand for, and where we are going as a democracy. Ayeka, ayo, ay. Do we know where we are? And can we account for the whereabouts, the welfare of our brothers and sisters who need us the most? Shabbat Shalom.